Now today, speaking of serve the world, we have someone with us who serves. Moment by moment, person by person, has been doing it for years. We've been praying for her for a long time. And Mama Hill wanted to come today to thank you. Mama Hill.
Good morning. Can you hear me? And peace and blessings to you. And before I begin, I need to do something very special. I need to have all of my silent, beautiful warriors of light to stand by me. I see them here. There's Jane. I call her Janie Wainey. There's there's Abdurrahman. And then there's John Barber. When I was in the hospital, we didn't miss a beat. They stayed and helped to keep the children's light going and to strengthen them, and they were there for me. And then this person on this side is the angel who came to me and moved all the mountains in the first place. That would be Jill Finsky. Yes. You know her? Okay. She came and did all of those things, and I am eternally grateful to her. And also, she and Kelly were not in our lives, we would not have a Mama Hill's help. Do you realize that? So I need to say thank you to them first. Thank you for all of you who have stood by me silently and been there for me. Thank you so much, precious people. Yes. Now, without trying to cry, because you know I'm one of those crybabies, do it all the time. I'm going to say this to the parishioners, all of you who prayed for me, which is everybody, I'm sure. That was a beautiful thing. That's why I'm here. I almost passed away twice. But I know that God is stronger than the devil, and you all were there for me, and you lifted me up, and I thank you so much. I'm here. I'm back. Thank you. Thank you. And now, just for a few moments, I want to say a few words. Mother, oh, where's Derek? Derek, please stand up. I didn't know you were here. There's my brother. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I thought he was still about the country, roaming about. Free to roam about the country. Yes, but I'm so happy to see him. Mother Teresa said once that she would not rally against or fight against war, but that she would fight for peace. So that's what you do, and that's what we do. We here fight for peace. Maybe we can't stop all of the violence. Maybe we can't stop all of the poverty. But what we do is to empower the children with love and their families with love. A few very beautiful stories, and I'll make it quick, but one of them was that Anna, I know you know her, she's in the wheelchair, and she's one of our children. She was brought in by her mother the other day, and she was very sad. Her head was down. I said, "What's wrong, baby?" I said, "How do you feel?" She said, "Sad." I said, "Why?" She said, "Because my brother's been put in jail, and we're going to have to move into a shelter." Well, the family is homeless right now anyway, so we had found them a place. And she just hung her head. I said, "It's going to be all right." And I gave her a kiss. And then all of a sudden, she lifted her head up and she smiled. She said, "You know what? Do you know what I want for Christmas? I'm going to ask St. Francis to give me a gift card, and that's all I want." And she smiled. She smiled, and that was the end of her sadness for that day. That was her hope. She had some hope for something that would be given to her, or love that would be given to her later on. Edwin, who is was a notorious Grape Street gang member, his name is Stone, which means that he's pretty hard. Not really. He has a lot of love. You gave him a bike. Yes, he's a big softy. He's small, and he's a loving person. But last week, he spoke. He was our guest speaker at our class on Tuesday. Feature that, yes. And he said he's not going back to the gangs. Love is strong, I'm trying to tell you. It's very strong. And Calvin, I don't know if you remember him, but we have a big joke about him because one day we were coming to St. Francis on the freeway, you know, in our little cavalcade of cars. And Calvin, for some reason, stuck his hand out the window and gave everybody the middle finger. And I was I was so horrified. And the children said, oh, he's got to go. He can't be in there. He's embarrassing us, Mama. So we were really fussing about Calvin because he was so cynical and so angry all the time. Calvin, this year, said that Camp Stevens changed his life. He stood next to Rahman and read the Optimist Creed. He's got straight A's, from all fails to straight A's. Love is strong. This is you I'm talking about. This is you. No more middle finger, no more cynicism. He's aboard with God, and that's important to know. And then Jabri, who used to be the town bully, is an honor student now. Again, she says she attributes it to love and the fact that she doesn't have to steal anymore to get food because you all send her food all the time, don't you? And you send food, money for food. So every time there's a tiny act of love, that is what is so very important. And the birthday cakes. Calvin and several others are already planning their birthday cake way in advance because they've never had a birthday cake before. So it's like what things that we take for granted, they appreciate and love, and it's giving them hope and strength. Marcelle said, oh, they love us. And she said that because she got a birthday cake, and it was decorated so beautifully. And so there's that love again popping up. I heard Mother Paula mention it. That love pops up everywhere. These are children who have no voices. You are giving them a voice with your love. This is extremely important. And their parents as well. You've helped many parents as well. So I guess what I'm saying is that we're on the right track. Don't leave me. I need you right now. So this is a very difficult time for me because the economy and all of the wars, we've had, you know, a lot of violence in certain areas. So I truly need you to keep pouring out that love. So you are my army of love, and these are my warriors of light. They are around me. They give me strength every day. And then when I smile and I think of you all and the things that you've done, I'm so appreciative. I am. And if I'm down one day, I look at the pictures. I have your pictures everywhere. I've got Jordan's picture over there. I've got everybody's picture. This is light for me. This is hope. This is strength for me. We have work to do, and what we're doing is working. It is working. Maybe it's just one or two children. It doesn't matter. They will go out and they will be ambassadors of love. That's the way that works. When you sow one seed, it grows and grows. And one of your parishioners said to me, you know, you give us a sense of purpose. I hope so. I hope that you feel as good about us as I do. You are my family and you are the army of love. And I just love you and I appreciate you. And let's keep on going. Don't leave me. I need you. Stay with me. I love you. Thank you. And remember, God is stronger than the devil. Be careful how you walk. You may be someone's Bible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.